yaktın, let it go.
Welcome back. Take your moment. Breathe in, breathe out, walk in a circle, and then come back. How are we doing today? How did our week go? How is everything going? I genuinely love this platform, being in a space of like us just hanging out. Just two friends getting together and we are talking over some things. Last week, we talked about understanding our weaknesses. But furthermore, I introduced the fact that this month, for the month of May, which is also my birthday month, we are going to be correlating a lot of these podcast episodes and topics with something that I'm doing right now. And that is my YouTube channel. Part of me, Jamie Reynolds, it transitions right on over to YouTube. And I'm currently in the space of doing DIYs. And this kind of presented itself by my husband and I building our daughters a trampoline. And in short, the trampoline then turned into this whole patio paver project, and then a gazebo, patio furniture, and then the episode that is releasing this week, which is DIY retaining wall. So it's just everything is kind of happening at once, but I've decided to make the podcast episodes have some relationship to it because it's kind of like the space that I am within my life. And I think a lot of us kind of go through this space, and we talked about how seasons kind of, you know, play a factor on our motivation and our goals, our projects, and then just like clearing room for us to introduce new things into our space. And one of those things for me is DIY projects. Let me go ahead and introduce the topic for this week before I go any further. And that's part of me with unattractive goals. This episode was actually inspired by a DIY project that I did. That's going to be releasing this week in the Retaining Walls project, because that was, I mean, okay, listen, like, let's be real. The entire DIY of the paver patio, the gazebo, into the retaining walls can be an unattractive project for most people because it's labor intensive for real. Okay, but the thing about this most recent DIY project was I end up having to undo some things that I did in a prior project, right? And so I was undoing some things, but furthermore, it was raining. So let me give you the full background so it makes sense. The project, the retaining wall project, required me to do a little bit of digging. It required me to deal with mud, well, deal with dirt, which ultimately turn into mud because it was raining. It required me to deal with mulch, and it required a lot of things that dealt with the earth and the ground. For those that know me, and as you're getting to know me, I'm not a big outdoorsy girl, i.e. why the paver patio happened, because I told my husband, while the girls are jumping the trampoline, I'm going to want to go out there and, you know, and watch them, make sure they're safe and they're good. And it's also peaceful, but I do not want to set up just seating or outdoor seating or patio, whatever, on grass. I don't like it. So that's what kind of drove this whole thing here. Ultimately, the question I'm proposing to you is, does the unattractive goal hold less value than the attractive ones? Let's be real for a moment. There's a lot of things that we've wanted to do, a lot of goals or projects or whatever that looks like that we wanted to do. But the idea, this thing, the idea of it sounds cool, right? Because you probably looked at a picture and it looks amazing. It looks nice, right? But when it comes to actually going about and doing it, right, it starts to become a little bit less enticing at that point. And here are the unattractive parts that can be attributed to why you're feeling the way you're feeling about the goal. It could be extremely expensive, right? It could be really digging a hole in your pocket. That is not attractive, right? Or if you're not going the financial route and you're doing it yourself, it could require extreme labor. And if that's not it, it just, maybe you're just kind of feeling lazy, right? It could be like, you know, like, let's be real about it. It can be extremely time consuming. It can be one of those tedious tasks that you're just like, that would be nice However, I don't think that it's going to be a priority for me right now because I just straight out don't want to do it. If we're really being real with ourselves, it doesn't have to be to the extremity of being a whole project, but you might have had a goal of wanting to wake up earlier in the morning, right? I utilize this example many of times because ultimately a lot of things that I see from a lot of people, what they say is that I feel like I would be more productive if I started my day earlier, but that alarm going off at 5 o'clock in the morning is not that appealing to me. I don't think I like it. However, I do see the benefits of getting up a little bit earlier. I consider that an unattractive goal. The unattractive goal is a goal. It's something that you aspire to go after, something that you want to accomplish, something that has been on your list to do for a very long time. It may, in fact, make you feel good after completing it. However, what it takes to get to that goal, that's the unattractive part. That's the part that you do not want to do. Think about it. Spring cleaning. How oftentimes do we put off spring cleaning? Some people, like, they just say, I have a date, I'm going to do it to get out the way. But are you really looking forward to it, right? You have to go through a bunch of things. Either you're transitioning things out or you are completely just getting rid of things, right? But it takes a lot of time and it can be extremely tedious. At some point in time, you probably had that closet that just ended up harboring everything that you didn't feel like dealing with, or that cabinet or whatever that looked like, right? It's just those goals that are just not really, you know, at the top of my to-do list. The thing about that goal, right? Because essentially, if you have a goal or if you had a thought towards a goal or a project of something that you wanted to do, right? If you had the thought on it, and the thought was exciting, enticing, all that stuff happened. And then that thought passed you by, you never thought about it again. It was never really a big thing for you, right? You're just like, that looks pretty cool. That looks pretty neat. And you probably were influenced to some degree by looking at a picture of it or someone else talking about it. You're like, this would be a nice to have, right? But it was never something that you actually wanted to go after. It was not actually a dream for you. It's just like that looks pretty dope and that's a nice to have. But if I don't get it, I'm fine, right? You have that. And then you have the goal where you thought about it, it was enticing, it's something that you're saying, I really need to do, right? And then time passes and that goal is still there. That goal has not gone away, right? It's just the priority of it has significantly diminished because essentially the unattractive part that comes to you having to accomplish that goal. If you check out my YouTube channel, and if you go into my home projects playlist, you'll see the whole timeline of this whole patio paver project and how it started. And let's be honest about it. This goal, and I think I've mentioned this before, this is something that actually stemmed from a year ago. I started working on that space. That space was like a mountain. I wish I had pictures or at least a video. That space was a mountain. It was much more piled up and piled on with just dirt that settled there, right? So I leveled it out last year. And then the goal just set. I knew I wanted to always have a patio to some degree in that space. I've told my husband about it, right? But it just kind of set, right? Because it wasn't on our priority list. We had other things that we needed to do. But it's something I knew for a fact that I wanted to get done, right? That goal had revisited itself this year. And I was just like, I really want to get this done. And I have put it off and I can see the benefits. I can see the perks of getting it done and having it, but I put it off because it was unattractive. The initial part was financially, it was unattractive for us to do it and then pay someone to do it. It was just inordinately expensive. Like we had gotten quotes. It was outside of our comfort zone for everything that we wanted to get done, right? And so then we looked into the aspect of, okay, let's do this in pieces, right? But ultimately, we came down to the decision of, if this is something we really want to get done, some part of this goal, the whole layout and resources of this goal, if you will, something within that is going to have to compromise. It's either we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, we are going to have to compromise as far as material that we were going to use, and maybe we're doing a different type of material, or we're doing it ourselves, right? And so it came to having that type of conversation. And I'm just like, okay, well, what's the most unattractive part about this goal? What is the thing that has really been holding me off from getting this goal done, right? And if you're like me, and if we're going to keep it real, the thing was I could not justify the amount of money I was going to put out for this one area of our backyard. I couldn't justify it. I couldn't justify it to myself. I couldn't justify it to my husband. I don't think he was even looking for a justification. It was more so me. I couldn't justify it. But what I did say was, if I cut the middleman out and I do this myself, we do this together, what does this look like? It's more labor. And this is the thing, right? I enjoy building. So last episode, we talked about our weaknesses. You also need to know where your strengths are, what you're willing to do and you know what you're not willing to do. So I'm like, I know how to build things to put things together. I built my husband's bar. I built him 3 bars, actually, right? So I understand the components of a project. I understand the measurements that have to happen for a project. My dimensions may be off, you know, by a little bit, by maybe 1 or 2, but it's never anything drastic, right? So I understood what that looked like. I also understood the amount of labor that was going to have to go into it, right? But ultimately, I understood what I was trying to do was simple enough that my husband and I can do it. And so as you can obviously see, right, is we bit the bullet. We just did it. And it's done. We love it, right? And I'm very big on, and we talked about this before, visualizing your success. When I'm in the midst of a project or when I approach a project that seems very challenging and difficult, and I run down my resources, I run down my capabilities and everything. I'm not full blown, like just crazy, right? But my genuine thought on things is if I can be taught it, I can do it. YouTube University is amazing and it's out there for you. But like I said about the visualizing success, I already saw it done and I already saw it there. And it was very hard for me to unsee it. So I was like, we're going to just go ahead and do it. My recommendation to you when it comes to those unattractive goals, go into your toolkit. Go into your toolbox, right? And pull out some of those things that we talked about before in visualizing success. Utilizing your SMART goals and SMART objectives to see really what is needed for this project and what are the capabilities of it. Apply that 100%. Just do it. I'm literally like firing off prior episodes that I have done. But I say all that to say you are more than capable to do these things that you put off. And I honestly think that's not even the motivation you need, because I think you know that you're capable of doing it. Let's put it this way. Stop putting it off. You are delaying the enjoyment you can get out of it because you keep putting it off. So let's stop playing. We know the goal is unattractive. We know that. We know it's not something that we are really looking forward in doing. But look at the end result. Look at the big picture. Stop being so focused on the little aspects of the little tedious part. Okay, it's there. It's inevitable, right? Look at the big picture and look at what you're going to accomplish by getting this done. Because I'm not going to lie to you, usually those unattractive goals have the most attractive outcomes. And so with that, we're landing this plane. Let's stop playing. Let's get it done. You have a whole week ahead of you. Let's go ahead and plan a project. Let's plan a project together. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? But make sure you check out the Part of Me Jamie Reynolds YouTube, where you can see all of the visuals, the DIYs, everything I'm kind of doing in my life right now and how it all connects to these episodes. As always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And thank you so much for being part of me.